seen your face before, my friend. But I don't know if you know who I am. Well, I was there and I saw what you did. I saw it with my own two eyes. So you couldn't wipe off that grin. I know where you've been. It's all been a pack of lies.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Supreme Court upheld the law to ban the TikTok app in the U.S. if the China-owned parent company does not sell by Sunday's deadline. Justices unanimously agreed national security risks of Americans' personal data is greater than free speech arguments. The CEO of TikTok, Xu Chu, in a video today promised the 100 million users that TikTok will keep fighting.
Rest assured, we will do everything in our power to ensure our platform thrives.
Chu also thanked President-elect Trump for his pledge to try and delay the ban. Last-minute preparations are underway for President-elect Trump's inauguration Monday in Washington, D.C., including moving the ceremony indoors. Wind chills are expected to dip into the single digits. It will make it the coldest inauguration in 40 years. In Bolivia, a judge issued an arrest warrant for former President Evo Morales. The 65-year-old failed to appear in court in a case alleging sexual abuse of a minor. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Longtime Milwaukee Brewers broadcaster Bob Uecker is remembered following his death Thursday. Brewers owner Mark Antanasio sharing his thoughts about Mr. Baseball.
I saw him a couple times and I just said, hey, you know, thanks for everything. And he'd say something to you, say thanks or whatever, and walk on. It was great. Yeah.
The Milwaukee native spent 54 seasons behind the mic for the Brewers. A 14-year-old accused in a November gun scare at Kenosha's Roosevelt Elementary School was in court Thursday and waived his right for a trial by admitting to charges of making a terroristic threat. A judge will decide on his sentence during a hearing later this month. Wisconsin, along with 47 other states, secured a settlement against Cash App parent company Block for violations of federal money laundering laws. Block will pay $80 million in fines and over $120 million to victims.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a few flurries, a low in the low teens, windy with wind chills below zero. Partly sunny for tomorrow, high upper teens, wind chills near 5 below. Partly cloudy Sunday, high near zero, wind chill to 20 below. Bathroom remodels, only $99 a month at BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. Right now it's 45.
99.7.
Well, it was only a week ago that I was at the Sylvie watching the Bengals perform live, part of the Joey Song fundraiser for epilepsy, and they still got it. Here we go. We're kicking off the 50-minute music hour as we finish this work week. It's Aaron, 99.7 Max FM.
All the old paintings on the Egyptian. All the cops and the donuts up there. Walk like an Egyptian.
'90s and more.
'99.7 Max FM.
This thing.
FM Sports.
The divisional round of the NFL's postseason set to kick off this weekend. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Action starts tomorrow when two-time defending Super Bowl champion Kansas City plays host to the Houston Texans. That'll be followed by top seed in the NFC, the Detroit Lions, hosting the Washington Commanders. Then Sunday, two more games. The Eagles welcome the Rams to Philadelphia in the divisional round, followed by the Buffalo Bills playing host to the Baltimore Ravens. Men's college basketball from the Horizon League tonight. Youngstown State at Milwaukee. Robert Morris at Green Bay. Phoenix trying to end their 13-game losing streak. College hockey, top-ranked Badger women are at St. Thomas. And the Badger men hosting Long Island in the first of a two-game set at the Kohl Center tonight. And baseball fans continue to mourn the death of baseball icon Bob Uecker, who lost his battle with cancer on Thursday morning at the age of 90. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
comes rain. Are you gonna do it? Just get yourself untied. Are you gonna do it? Some sweat when the heat is on. Some feel the heat and decide that they can't go on. Some like it hot, but you can't tell how hot till you try. Some like it hot, so let's turn up the heat till we fry. Are you gonna do it? She wants to be your bride. Are you gonna do it? She wants to multiply. Are you gonna do it? I know you won't be satisfied until you do it. And some sweat when the heat is on. Some feel the heat and decide that they can't go on. Some like it hot, but you can't tell how hot till you try. Some like it hot, so let's turn up the heat till we fry. Take your time. Come on, baby.
perfect night for a Friday fish fry, maybe a supper club visit tomorrow, and then we really hunker down because the cold is coming. Enjoy today while you can. Hey, it's a weekend. We're at least, you know, doing some good things right today. It's 99.7 Max FM.
Just a small town girl living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city boy born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going anywhere. A singer in a smoky room, a smell of wine and cheap perfume. For a smile they can share the night. It goes on and on.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
My boss is Mr. McGee. playing hip hop and don't stop, just blast off. Sure shot, cause the man from Mars stopped eating cars and eating bars, and now he only eats guitars. Yeah!
'90s and more. It's 99.7 Max FM. Aaron with you on this Friday, National Classy Day today. This is for those who have the ability to live their lives with class, passion, and are driven to share it with others. You think about all the comedians, too, who were in this world. You think of people like Bob Uecker, who passed away yesterday. He had some class, right? Those tributes are continuing to come in from American Family Field. And if you get the chance, I don't know if you saw this, but I shared it on Instagram. They lit up American Family Field last night in blue, a very dimly lit blue, with thanking Bob Uecker on the Jumbotron. And they left it on all night long. I'm going to be in Milwaukee later tonight. I hope they keep it on so I can just drive by and see it myself. Maybe put a Miller Lite right in front of Bob's statue in front of the field. It's 99.7 Max FM.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hi, this is Jess at the Reedsburg Pizza Ranch, and every Sunday night is family night at the Pizza Ranch. Join us for a $12.99 buffet with a drink every Sunday night from 5 p.m. till 7 p.m. Make your Sunday special with all your family favorites and some bonding time and full bellies with those who you love. Join us at Reedsburg Pizza Ranch from 5 to 7 for family night.
Four legends in music, Elvis, Johnny Cash, Carl Perkins, and Jerry Lee Lewis, come together for a special performance as One Night in Memphis on Tuesday, January 21st at the Legacy Dinner Theater in Wisconsin Dells. This matinee performance with lunch stars former cast members of the Broadway smash Million Dollar Quartet and is sure to keep you entertained. Lunch is served at 1 with the show starting at 2:30. Get tickets today at LegacyDinnerTheater.com. Also coming in January are tributes to The Doors, Aerosmith, and two big shows by the original Broadway cast of Jersey Boys. From country to oldies and pop to rock, you'll find the best tribute bands in the country at the Legacy Dinner Theater in Wisconsin Dells. And with 70 concerts planned for the year at the Legacy Dinner Theater, there's sure to be something of interest. See the complete list of upcoming shows and purchase tickets today at LegacyDinnerTheater.com. That's LegacyDinnerTheater.com.
Today's Max FM Big Deal of the Day, Purple Lotus Studio. Enjoy a photo session for yourself or give your special Valentine a beautiful portrait taken by Rhonda at Downtown Baraboo's Purple Lotus Studio. Get in touch with your inner goddess, posing for your image after being pampered with a hair and makeup session. Included in this mini session, receive 3 fully edited digital images. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com and purchase $500 gift certificates for just $250 today only at Max FM Big Deals.
I'm Dr. Jasmine Zapata, Chief Medical Officer for Community Health at the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Every year in the U.S., about 21,000 lung cancer deaths are caused by radon, an odorless, tasteless, and colorless gas. 1 in 10 Wisconsin homes has high levels of radon. Does yours? Call 1-888-LOW-RADON or visit lowradon.org to learn more. Test. Fix. Save a life.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Progressive's AutoQuote Explorer lets you easily compare direct rates from different insurance companies so you can be confident you're getting the right one, even if it's not with Progressive. Way more confident than you were when you tried online gaming. Who knew 12-year-old boys could be so mean?
And where did they learn to swear like that? 2 hours of losing to these underage trash talkers, and you're starting to question if maybe you really should stick to pickleball and other boomer stuff.
So use Progressive's AutoQuote Explorer and be confident you're getting insurance that's right for you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Max FM.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a few flurries, a low in the low teens, windy with wind chills below zero. Partly sunny for tomorrow, high upper teens, wind chills near 5 below. Partly cloudy Sunday, high near zero, wind chill to 20 below. Bathroom remodels, only $99 a month at BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. Right now it's 45.
99.7.
'90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Sister, what have you done?
We have made it to that time where you're pretty much done. You're headed to happy hour. You're folding up the laptop and putting it away, right? Happy Friday. It's Aaron, 99.7 Max FM. And if you have a long weekend, hey, that's great. Monday, we celebrate, honor, and remember the life of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. TikTok attorneys say the app in the U.S. will go dark Sunday after the Supreme Court upheld the ban unless the China-based company sells the app due to national security concerns. GOP Senator Josh Hawley reacting on what possible action President-elect Trump could explore.
President Trump, under the law, can delay any implementation for 90 days with the stroke of a pen. The law permits that. I would expect he'd probably do that in order to facilitate further discussions about a sale.
Inauguration Day Monday, moving indoors due to the dangerous cold expected in Washington, D.C.